This is All Things Nerd, Season 3, Season Finale. On tonight's show, we are talking about Disney Plus reactions. We're also going to be talking about McClunky, we'll explain. Lots of rapid-fire nerd news and some reactions to the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer and the SpongeBob SquarePants trailer, along with, how do I say this, bold predictions of what we think is going to happen while we're gone in the world of geek, nerd, and pop culture. That and much more. So enjoy the show, sit back, and here's the intro. Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. This is Mess 5150 back with another All Things Nerd podcast. This is our season finale, season three finale, meaning that we will be on hiatus for the next month and a half. So thank you for listening, joining, watching, subscribing, reviewing, commenting, doing all the good stuff. Because if you're definitely checking this out during the Christmas time, you know, there's nothing better during Christmas than giving to others, and giving us a five-star review wherever you're listening or watching would definitely help us out. So thanks. But that being said, I am Mess5150, and thanks guys for coming in again. This is a podcast where we record live on Twitch at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Fridays so that you can come be a part of the show and we talk about what's going on in the nerd news, the geek news, and the pop culture news. This podcast is brought to you by malice-corp.com. Go check out the website, and thank you guys for being here. So we start this show out with what we call Get Your Geek On. Ain't nobody got time for that. Getting your geek on is how we open the show. That's how you get to know the people that are here on the cast. Since we're going to be gone for a month and a half, we decided that the Get Your Geek On this week was going to be naming one thing that either you'll be binging or other people need to be binging to check out while they're waiting for the All Things Nerd podcast to come back. Let's introduce Super Hoovy and Freak onto the cast. Hi, Super.
Hi.
Let us know one thing that you will be binging or people should be binging for the month and a half that we are on hiatus.
You should be binging if you have not watched it already, because this is its last season, How to Get Away with Murder. I'm catching up on the last season right now. I did not realize it was going to be the last season, but it makes sense. So if you haven't watched it yet, this show is ridiculous. Everyone on it is despicable, and yet you love them all anyways. I don't know how else to describe it, because they're all terrible, terrible people, and yet you root for them and you want them to win. And so the acting is amazing. I mean, it's Viola Davis, right? Yep. Viola Davis, I mean, she's amazing in it. For anyone that did like Gilmore Girls, the woman that plays Bonnie is the same actress that played Paris. And she's as good as she was in the role of Paris. I mean, she's phenomenal. So you should give it a go and watch it, because it's amazing.
Nice. So go check out How to Get Away with Murder, and then reach out to Super Hoovian Nut on Twitter and tell her good choice, yeah, or bad choice. my binge, I am Mess5150 after all, and my binge is going to be catching up on everything that I missed because I was watching the Arrowverse. So it's going to be pretty much Amazon Fire TV and Netflix for the last
three months. Okay, hold on a sec. You said name something that you should binge. You, yes, just literally said get an Amazon Fire Stick and start binging crap.
No, it's going to show. It's the last 3 months of stuff. Everything that you guys talked about for the last 3 months is what I'm going to be watching, because I haven't checked out any of it.
We'll clock you.
That was Masonic Vader talking. Masonic, how's it going? What should people be checking out, or what are you going to be binging on?
Well, I've already binged it, and I can't binge Mandalorian because they're being like taking their time with that. So we'll just go ahead and say binge Jack Ryan. There are only 8 episodes per season. You will enjoy it a lot.
Nice. Why will they enjoy it?
Well, you know, it's a prequel to everything we've pretty much seen in all the movies, all the Clear and Present Danger, Hunt for October, everything. It's a prequel to that. And I think it's awesome how it sets up the character of Jack Ryan. And Krasinski, what's his name, does a great job of pulling. Yeah, he pulls it off really well.
So is it even before Chris Pine played Jack Ryan or Ben Affleck? Because they both played a really young Jack Ryan.
Pine like the recruit Jack Ryan?
Yeah.
So that's like
It's after Pine then, because
after Pine before Affleck.
Yeah, because
this is him when he's in high school before he gets recruited.
Damn you, Jack Ryan timeline! You're worse than
this. Is this a famous Jed Jackson? Is this what we're doing right here?
No, this is.
Disney's taking over Amazon now as well?
Dude, this timeline is worse than the freaking timeline for The Flash, man.
or Terminator.
To put it simply, this is Jack Ryan meeting his buddy who eventually ends up being
the CIA contact for James Bond.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman and, Darth Vader and everybody else. I can't think of his name right now. The beer is flowing through me. Thank you.
Okay, Icy Zorro joins the cast. What are you going to be binging, or what should people be checking out for the last?
Something that I just discovered recently. I've only seen like the first two episodes. I think there's another six, maybe eight to watch, but it's incredible.
I love Lucy.
Black Summer on Netflix. If you like zombie shows, but you're tired of Walking Dead and all the hack, just normal stuff, this is a zombie show that feels freaking real. Like, it's really good. And like I said, I'm only two episodes in, so I can't guarantee it's going to be fantastic, but I'm going to be
episode three takes a dive. I have no idea. I'm just calling.
Polyfew says he binged Black Summer, and he's also watching HBO. He's watching Watchmen on HBO, which I still have to get to. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I've also really been enjoying his Dark Materials. Like, it's really well done.
Nice. And lastly, Bearded Master is here on the cast. What are you going to be binging for the next month and a half, or should people be checking out?
I haven't gone to watch anything of the DC universe yet. So I'm going to be spending some time. I got caught up on a bunch of other stuff. So it's about to, especially with Crisis on Earth coming out in about a month. Figure might as well get caught up on that. So when that comes out, I'm ready for that. But one thing to binge,
Has been binging that for what, 3 months now?
No, I've been binging Arrowverse. He's going DC Universe, Arrow, yeah. So Titans.
I mean DC. As far as Arrow and a lot of that stuff, I'm not too far back on those because I watched those when they were live, and then I got them back and had to go back and watch them. But no, the actual like DC shows, gonna start getting to those and watching those. One thing to binge. if you haven't done so yet, today was the release of season 3 of The Toys That Made Us. If you haven't watched it yet, each season has 4 episodes, about 45 minutes per episode. Started off from Star Wars, He-Man, G.I. Joe, all those Transformers, everything on there. This season, I watched the 3 episodes that mattered to me. This is by far the best season in my eyes because the main 3 were everything I grew up on. Starting off with
Voltron?
the Power Rangers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the first one. My gosh, why am I going to blank it now? That's not what I want.
Gem and the Holograms.
Susie Homemaker's Easy Bake Oven.
They have My Little Pony, you know. Is on there.
We always knew that Bearded Master was a brony.
I mean, I didn't want to say. I was trying to hide it. Wrestling.
Makes all the sense in the world.
How I forgot it. My goodness, it's what I am. It was the one I watched at 7 o'clock this morning.
G-Roo?
The wrestling. The first episode or one of the episodes is wrestling figures. So yeah, from the '80s.
That's the main photo that shows on Netflix.
From there all the way Jack Specific and even to Hasbro or Mattel, everything I've collected and bought since I was a kid. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, and wrestling figures. Everything I wake up on my birthday and Christmas morning looking for. By far, overall, with the exception of My Little Pony. Best round of shows or episodes for the whole season. So if you haven't yet, take a look at all 12 episodes. They are really good. There actually was some pretty interesting stuff. I didn't even know until today, or until like 30 minutes ago, that, and I don't know why I didn't even think about it, but apparently the last season of Power Rangers was done by Disney. I know that Fox acquired them, but I thought that Haim and Saban had kept the rights to that, but apparently they didn't. Disney owns Power Rangers now. So Kimberly, the Pink
Disney
Ranger,
owns
is now also a Disney princess. So that means that what's her? I'm like on everyone's name tonight. My God. The girl who played Jasmine. The girl who played Jasmine. She's now like the double princess.
You're stretching, dude. You're stretching.
Fun
she
fact.
Was Princess Jasmine. Now she's a Pink Ranger.
Fun fact. I had dinner with the president about a year and a half ago. We've got mutual friends. This dude handed me an $80 Cuban cigar like it was nothing.
So Pauly was able to see Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes in Houston at their Jay and Silent Bob reboot roadshow. I'm assuming he was saying highlight in my life because he said highling in my life, seeing them too.
It's a weird autocorrect.
And don't Disney owns the universe, just not Earth. Come on.
Yep. Yeah. So, and that's what happens. We let those that don't get on the cast very often, we just let them kind of ramble for a little bit. That's what we did with Bearded Master right there for you. So.
Wait, I'm on the cast all the time, and I ramble consistently.
I'm a rambler.
Yeah, but if you notice, I didn't let you ramble on tonight's episode. Tonight I was like, I got a strict deadline, man. I'm going. You guys give me one thing. I let Bearded Master have like two.
while you're talking about the reviews, with this being our last episode, you know, Christmas coming up, how'd you not go with the 6 geese a laying, 5 review stars, and just go with that, man? Come on now.
Because that was not obvious to anyone but you.
I'm in a consumer. Christmas has already started for me. I'm sorry.
Shut your mouth, sir.
It's not even Black Friday yet. Stop it.
Really? Because I walk into a store every day and it says Black Friday all over that bitch. I'm just saying.
We're not there yet.
It is
you
true.
Play that Christmas music around me, I will stab your speakers.
Listen, when I go on vacation for a week, that's when you know it's Thanksgiving, and then you can start thinking about Christmas crap.
Hey, guys, let's get into the show.
Are we doing a show right now?
Let's get into the main subject. That's the nerd news. Nerd news story number one. It's the big one. It's what happened this week. Disney Plus finally launched, and it launched big with apparently 10 million subscribers before lunchtime on its first day. Now,
and all the technical errors.
I'm going to say, you know what? Let's give Disney a break. 10 million people in less than half a day, you could have a technical issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they had all the technical issues.
They had all the technical issues, apparently. I never had them because I didn't actually start signing on until like later. Yeah. Okay. I was looking at Bearded Master. I was like, man, he's really resilient, just bowing his head. I didn't know if he was frozen, but
he's watching Disney Plus.
Moment of silence for Disney Plus.
He's watching the toys that made us.
I was told to turn off the TV, so I had to put it on the phone.
Okay, so yeah, Disney Plus launched, and 10 million subscribers before lunchtime. Now, that's not saying that it's all paying subscribers, because they haven't really explained if that's people that just signed
Verizon.
On for the 1 week free trial, or people that have Verizon and got the year for free through Verizon. So we'll find out what the numbers happen. But they're planning by 2024 to have, I think it was 65 million subscribers.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, most of us have watched the shows, and that's what we're here for, is to talk about reactions on these Disney Plus shows. Now, I have watched all of the originals except High School Musical and
sure I bet you those are the first ones you watched, actually.
And no I stayed away from High School Musical because I'm not
yeah, because without Zac Efron it's nothing.
I'm not watching that one. And then there's another one that's Sunday Fun Days or something like that, or Family Fun Days, and it's better literally just it's like it's DIY Disney crafts to do with your kids. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna watch that one either. But I've watched everything else. But before I get into all the stuff,
hold on,
I want to know what your guys' thoughts.
Have you even watched the Jeff Goldblum stuff?
Yep. Watch the first episode.
I haven't watched him yet. That's next on the
list. If you have not been paying attention to the Mouse Corp Writers channel, he has watched all the stuff.
I have watched all of it. So we started off with Mandalorian. That's the first thing I watched was the first episode of Mandalorian. What did you guys think?
No spoilers.
Baby Yodas are so cute!
No spoilers.
You haven't watched it yet?
It is the number one trending hashtag right now, Kit.
Take your ear mic off, Dan. My goodness, man.
No. I've seen it, but haven't we had a running thing that we don't give out?
It's been more than a week. It's been more than a week.
More than 72 hours, and it's the number one trending hashtag. There's no way of getting away from it.
Disney Plus hasn't been out for a week?
No.
It's been over
72 hours.
All right. Baby Yoda. All right.
First of all, we don't know that's who it is.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say it's Baby Yoda. I said Baby Yodas. We don't know the name of their species.
Oh, right. True. I mean,
even when they're eating a frog that's half the size of their body, or just lifting something that's 73 times the size of their body, they're still cute.
Yeah, a Baby Yoda creature just pushed porgs out of the way. They're like, yeah, that was
what's a porg? I care nothing about porgs.
That's old news, man. Come on, they're to the point where even Baby Yodas, I'm saying they might have surpassed the Ewoks. I'm just saying, like, they just like
Ewoks were dumb care bears.
Yeah, you know what?
Those are fine words, sir.
Boom! Dare you talk wicked like that?
Yeah.
Your ultimate question. When it comes to baby cuteness, is who's cuter, Baby Yoda or Baby Groot?
Ooh,
Baby Yoda, Baby Groot.
Baby Yoda,
Baby Groot. Baby Yoda is definitely baby cuter. Yoda baby Groot is mile. Cooler because yes. Baby Groot. Baby Groot. Baby Groot's fair. Moving. Fair. Baby, fair. We haven't seen enough Baby Yoda yet.
Oh well, like, you haven't seen episode two then. You haven't seen episode two yet.
Baby Yoda we got in the Mandalorian episode one was the Twig Groot. We got Twig Groot right now.
Okay, episode two you can't talk about. That came out today.
I will give someone a little hit though for our producer when you talk about Baby Groot and Baby Yoda. She did that little Baby Groot versus Baby Yoda fight.
Okay.
Yes.
Like bug fights.
Did you
like Street Fighter fight?
Super. Did you watch the first episode of Mandalorian?
No, I haven't gotten it yet. My I'm getting Disney Plus on when I get my next paycheck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, remember, but you don't have to pay for a week, so you got a week free. Get it before.
Well,
right?
if you have a certain phone provider, it's free for a year.
That's very true.
The definitive comment here. He says, you know what, baby Yoda, baby Groot, I see baby plants every day, or every spring.
Every damn spring.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, has anybody figured out who Bill Burr played in the freaking episode?
No, I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't figure out, I looked it up. He's like a passing bystander, passing.
Is that all it is? Scene.
You see like the back of his head. He doesn't even have a role. He doesn't say nothing. He just wanders through it. It's nothing like Simon Pegg or it has an actual role. He just,
by the way, Masonic Vader, congratulations for being the speeder car driver in the first episode. That was fantastic.
You're welcome.
What I've been saying for the last 2 months now. All you came to fruition.
Brian Posey.
We gotta get a sponsor somehow, huh?
Disney would be a good one.
So quick question though. This is a legit question about Disney Plus. Is there less content on phone and then more on television stuff?
Nope.
Because it seems like to me, when I look at my phone to look at Disney Plus stuff, I'm not seeing everything that I'm seeing on the TV.
Just learn how to use a phone, old man.
You know what? Okay, I do have – I don't know if you guys are coming across this, but there is one thing that I don't like about Disney Plus, and then hopefully they add it in later. They don't have like a currently watching – or continue watching section of their thing. So, here's the thing.
That, like, copyrighted.
Well, Hulu does it. Everybody does it.
Everyone does it.
So, here's the thing, though, because if you go to Disney Plus and you're watching a movie and have to go back into it, it doesn't recognize you were watching this movie already and it starts it all over again.
It hasn't done that with me. No, with me, if I, as long as I'm in my profile, because me and my wife each have our own profile made, if I go out of the movie and I come back into it, it picks up where I left off.
Well, the three movies that I happen to back out on all started me back fresh when I had to search it back
over. Well, like Icy Zorro said, all the glitches are present, so I'm sure everybody's getting different stuff. But that's going to happen in the first week when you you're launching your very first time thing. Were you going to say Masonic?
No, I was about to say I have some of the similar issues as well that Bearded Masters had, where I've watched it on my phone and I've gone home, checked it out, and I had to start all over again. So, but dude, I gonna lie, I'm pretty stoked about the channel.
So let's talk about some of the other originals that some people have watched. I watched the Jeff Goldblum one. I know you did as well, Masonic.
Yes, I did.
What did anybody else watch the Jeff Goldblum?
Dude,
explains the world.
I ain't gonna lie. I thought that was like a character. Like that's
Jeff Goldblum, man.
I haven't seen enough Jeff Goldblum off of TV. I mean, out of a movie or something like that. I'm watching this show. I'm like, man, that is really Jeff Goldblum. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a weird dude.
He is
awesome.
He's eccentric.
Oh yeah, like weird in an awesome way. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the episode. The episode is all about shoes. Shoes. Oh my God, shoes. So it's literally just about the pop culture phenomenon that sneakers have become. And one thing I brought up is they go to SneakerCon, as you know, convention goers here. I love conventions and stuff. There's a SneakerCon that takes place in Huntington, and there's people in this convention walking around with stacks of cash. Like,
yeah, Comic-Con ain't got shit.
No, people do not spend money like that. They have one scene where the guy walks up, Jeff Goldblum's walking with them, and he's like a sneaker guru, and he's talking to this guy, and the guy's like 35. He's like, so 35, he's like, for all the shoes? He's like, yeah. He's like, 35, so that's $300 a pair. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I can give you 30. He's like, no, I can't do more than, I got to do 33. And he's like, I could no more than 32. And then they're like, okay, 34. And they come to this deal. And the guy's
talking about thousands of dollars.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands. And here's what happens. Here's how the rundown goes. Can I do a bank transfer? See, that's the deal breaker, man. It's got to be straight cash. These people are walking around with $35,000 in straight cash to give for
you. That place is going to get so robbed.
On a TV show, yes, I guarantee there's going to be a story next year about a robbery attempt that happens outside that convention.
I never thought that a fanny pack could be used so importantly as I saw that show.
Like, and it's not going to be an attempted robbery. It's going to be a Hawaii Five-0 style report of people. $1.3 million in cash because they got robbed at SneakerCon.
Yeah.
So I got to jump in on this. They're showing like different camera angles of a guy breaking out a fanny pack, reaching into it. And there's a roll of money bigger than this C right here. And they're not tens. They're not ones. We're talking like hundreds. And these guys are paying hand over fist for it's amazing.
He talks to a 13-year-old. He goes, how much have you paid for shoes?
$18,000.
No, he was 1800. Was what the 13-year-old said, but that's still,
For one pair of shoes. One pair of shoes
for a 13-year-old.
I had a lawn mowing business at that point. I didn't have a real job yet.
That you earned $13 in one day.
All right. I also watched the Forky Explains. What is?
Nope.
It's a 3-minute short. So I watched it. I'm gonna watch. I had just literally watched Toy Story 4. So I was gonna I'm gonna watch Forky. There's another Pixar short on there called Float, which is, of course, Pixar. So it's going to make you feel bad and then happy at the same time.
But in the most wholesome way.
Well, this one is, it's a kid that floats, that constantly is floating in the air. And everybody keeps staring at the kid. So the father's like, why can't you be normal? And then you're like, oh.
Emotional abuse. Yeah.
Is it like a Pixar version of Bubble Boy or something?
Exactly what I felt like the entire time.
Call that one Dad of the Year.
It's what's the it's Grandpa Joe yelling at Charlie.
Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
We watched Noelle. Noelle was very cute, very good. It feels like when you first start watching it, it feels like a lot of the inspiration for it came from somebody who was watching Elf, and they're like, "Hey, these are some good ideas." So, in terms of the type of comedy, I didn't finish Lady and the Tramp, but I know Bearded Master did. So
twice. I may have watched it twice. I may have watched it opening night, and then I may have got talked to watching it again with other people. I liked it. I liked it both times. And Sam Elliott as Trusty is absolutely perfect.
Sam Elliott did like his Trusty.
He is. He's got a voice of God. I'm just saying. Dog. Like,
he is the Morgan Freeman for us pale guys.
And I don't know, for what I've seen of it, Ken Jeong does what he always does. He plays a doctor in it, and I don't know if he shows up again, but his one scene, he's in there, and they're like, so, is my baby so beautiful? It's like, oh, yeah, of all the babies that I see in delivery, yours is the most beautiful. The most sarcastic. So, but, yeah, right now.
I miss seeing him on Community.
Right now, I'm liking Disney Plus. I like the originals that they came out with. I even watched Encore. It's people.
Bow your head in shame, sir.
It's people trying to relive their high school. Go back to that era. That yeah. That time. Like,
If I were on that show, it would be me on stage at my senior year talent show playing More Than Words by Extreme on acoustic guitar. So that would be fun to watch.
They take people that did a high school musical and they bring them back to do the high school musical again. But now they're bringing in real choreographers, real music directors, and real play directors to teach them in 5 days how to do this. And then you proceed to watch people start crying about where their life went wrong 10 years after they were out of high school. That's the gist of the show.
No. What's that scene from Office? No! No!
No, the better scene from The Office is, I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
But that's what I said about this, is the first episode is a train wreck, a full-on train wreck. No good singers, no nothing. It's bad. It's really bad.
William Hung doing shit.
Second episode, they actually have some people that have some decent singing talent and stuff. But this is what I told everybody in this chat room, is it's like a 20-car pileup. It's a tragedy, but you can't take your eyes away from it because it's so bad. It's just what's going on.
Know how you do? You don't even put your eyes to it. You just go away.
Polyfew says everyone's worried about China and Russia, yet Disney's more powerful than both.
Yeah, bigger GDP anyway.
So do you think the positiveness of Disney Plus is just because of it, the newness? Because I think
it's fresh.
Yeah, because I look at it as like, hey, man, there's a lot of nostalgia going on there. You can go in there and you can see a lot of old school. Like, I watched Robin Hood, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. The cartoon version of it. And so you see all these shows, but I mean, come on. I haven't seen Robin Hood in like 20 years. I saw it once. Awesome. I don't know if I'm going to watch it again.
I'm pretty sure I own that somewhere. Don't need the streaming.
That's why I haven't gone to the nostalgia factor. I watched Gummy Bears for a little bit, but I want to see how new content is.
There's DuckTales. There's Darkwing Duck.
Good DuckTales.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
X-Men animated series. Silver
Silver Surfer. Come on.
You better believe I went. They're dashing. They're daring. Courageous and caring.
The first two things that I
watched. Get it there and grin it when you're in it. You can win it in a minute if you spin it.
Wow.
Gummy Bears has a better theme song than Tailspin.
How is that still in my head?
Do not know.
My wife's watching Gargoyles. I didn't want to go to the nostalgia factor. I want to see how their new stuff was first.
So you watched Gummy Bears, though.
I went as old as you can go, and I started with Steamboat Willie first.
Yes. Yes, I did that, too.
Rescue Rangers would have been the first thing I watched. I have to. I am going tomorrow night to a friend's house. We're gonna relive our 90s and watch some Rescue
Whole
Rangers
Disney stuff. Afternoon.
Yep, exactly.
Nice. So here's one of the things that I've seen in response to this whole Disney Plus being released is a lot of people releasing like the combined prices of all the streaming services. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about every one of them over the course of the last season or so. If you combine the prices for all those streaming services, you're looking at like just under $100 a month. It was Obi-Wan looking at the combined thing and saying, you were supposed to defeat them, not become one of them.
And that's if you don't take Hulu Live.
Yeah, if you get the Hulu and ESPN Plus and Disney Plus for the $12.99, that's actually a really good price.
But that's not Hulu Live though. That's just regular Hulu.
I just have regular Hulu.
Commercials on Hulu, and I don't do commercials. So I'd rather pay the $13.99 and get Hulu, no commercials.
I would never condone stealing anything.
Speaking of another story, let's move on to the next story having to do with Disney Plus. So something propped up and people went crazy because everybody went into their nostalgia pants and were like, okay, let's go watch older things. And they went to Star Wars because, you know, those Star Wars nerds, they love to, you know, binge Star Wars whenever they get it on a new platform, even though it's the same thing. Well, lo and behold, it wasn't the same thing.
As you say that, I'm seeing the Thor. Is it? Really? Come on.
Because they got to Han shot first or didn't shoot first scene again, and it was changed again.
First.
It was changed again. Now,
Compromise. Now,
Han and Greedo basically shoot simultaneously.
They shoot McClunky, is what they do.
And right before they shoot, Greedo says, McClunky.
McClunky.
And nobody knows why. And Lucas is the one
that changes. The guy that does the voice doesn't know why he said that.
But it has come out because everybody got mad at Disney. They're like, oh my God, Disney went and changed it again. And Disney came out and said, no. George Lucas did this before we bought it. This was the cut he gave us. So this is another thing from George Lucas. He hasn't explained what the whole change was, but
at this point, George Lucas is sitting around on Skywalker Ranch going, ooh, I buried that thing deep and it finally just came to fruition. McClunky bitches.
Pedopolis joins us in the chat room, says season 4 Malice Corp will be on Disney Plus. God, I hope so. Cause we'll be getting paid. And it's
you're gonna have to watch an ad or 17.
It's gotta be better than Pixar in real life. If you haven't watched
it, the audio and visual quality is going up.
You know what I think it was?
I think
that was George Lucas's way of saying, I like Jar Jar Binks. F off.
You may leave Jar Jar alone. Jar Jar's fault.
Foreshadowing.
Does it make it better that they shoot now? Greedo and Han Solo are now simultaneously releasing.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
I think that's why he releasing. Said
McClunky would cover. Together they're releasing. Is that what you just said?
Simultaneous release. Yep.
I don't think Disney Plus has taken us after that one.
It was all under the table, man. That's cool.
Han and Greedo are Ren's parents.
Under the table.
And then Han Solo, sorry for the mess.
Han and Greedo are Ren's parents. She was conceived inside the Mos Eisley Cantina.
I mean, we don't know what all goes on in the Mos Eisley Cantina. There might be a mom for that kind of thing.
Let's McClunky.
So everybody's making their thoughts. There's the jokes of clearly McClunky was Greedo's partner that Han had gotten killed, or was the partner that was going to retire the next day, and unfortunately something.
My favorite was McClunky. It was Greedo's Scottish grandmother.
Yes,
right. Like what? Okay, come on, people.
I want to know if you guys have any thoughts on what McClunky means. What the heck is McClunky?
It was the noise that they had to use to cover up Han shooting first.
Wasn't that the name you guys originally had for this, and then they were going to sue you if you didn't change it to Malice Corp?
What, yeah. Han shot first?
We were McClunky.com.
McClunky. McClunky cast.
Speaking of covering up, I mean, maybe Greedo was passing gas and he was just trying to cover up what he was doing.
McClunky!
Sorry. That's why his shot was so off. He was
it was wildly off.
That's why it's there was a different gas, version huh? of... There was a little gas explosion there. There you go.
Oh, no, it's just a different version of the finger on the head. You just say McClunky first, and that means the other person was the one that did it.
I thought you might figure out... I thought you were talking about, like, Three Stooges blocking from
No. No, remember when you farted and you put your thumb on your head so that it wasn't you?
Nope.
You never did that?
No. Nope.
Oh, you do that all the time.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
If you're in a group of people, somebody farts, you put your thumb up on your head and your hand upright.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm saying this is a regional thing.
Must be people that watch Gummy Bears.
All right. It's time for rapid fire news. Rapid Fire News is quick thoughts on nerd news and pop culture and geek culture that is going on in the world, and just quick reactions from everybody of what they think on the specific stories. And that's just because we don't have enough time to go really into depth on these. So we'll see how rapid fire we go on this. First, rapid fire news story number one. Friends is in the works to, from the Hollywood Reporter, to have a reunion. Cast and creators are on board. It is an unscripted reunion special. Yes, which I don't think a lot of people saw. So HBO Max, another streaming service, working on getting a Friends unscripted reunion special with all the cast and creators. What do you guys think?
Nope.
So, just to understand, is it like going to be like a documentary of like
kind of it's just them hanging out in a room and talking about Friends.
That's what I think it's going to be. It's going to be just them hanging out and talking in a room.
I think it'll be fun. I mean, I've missed them sitting around in a room and talking. So how bad could it really be? I don't want them reviving the series, so I'm glad it's not that. Yeah.
What about you, Bearded Master? Any thoughts?
I can't wait. I hope it happens.
This is my fear.
Just a quick hit on it. Aniston was on an interview with Ellen a while back, and she was did another thing on something else I watched. They have been talks about doing another show. Just not sure what it is. They're working on it, but I'm down for a Friends revival or Friends HBO, whatever. Good.
I'm going to give my quick reaction on this. Unscripted reunion special. Just think back to Cheers reunion special. Yeah.
Anybody watch that?
I saw it because it was a big deal. And yeah, it was the same thing. Just them sitting on the stage answering questions.
Well, I remember a 90210 special, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know.
All right, next story. Rapid fire story number two. Netflix, Nickelodeon have worked on a new deal. According to Variety, it's a multi-year deal bringing new and existing characters to Netflix, including what they've already brought, which is Rocko's Modern Life and Invader Zim. And
yes.
Thoughts?
Yes.
Unless we get Rocket Power and Doug back, I don't care.
Doug's need on Doug, Disney. Need Rocko's. Need Ren and Stimpy.
Rocko's is already Doug's there, though. Rocko's is already there.
Doug's on Disney. Disney made the Doug
movie. It is Disney. My bad.
Okay, then I need more Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, okay.
And Cat Dog.
Okay. Well, Cat Dog?
I'm down with Ren and Stimpy. Give me a new Ren and Stimpy series.
I can't remember what I even used to watch on Nickelodeon.
If they can progress.
No, Ren and Stimpy gave me nightmares, dude. I'm pretty sure.
All right. What did you say? What was that, Masonic?
If they bring back the show, you can't do that on television, and they're
that's what I was about to say. And I want to Alanis Morissette in one of the episodes.
Yes.
Okay. Sticking with Netflix, Rapid Fire's news story number three. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is a go. Paramount makes a one-time deal with Netflix with option for sequel, because, you know, you always got to have an option for sequel. Murphy and Bruckheimer are on board. We're getting the...
Yes.
Thoughts?
Yes, and it's because the last two Beverly Hills Cops, or at least the third one, did not have Bruckheimer. And have any of that back. So get the original cast, hell yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get Judge Reinhold on there too?
Should.
Okay, this is going to take a little bit longer. I don't care, I'll be fast. I think it's fantastic. It's freaking awesome. I love Beverly Hills Cop, one of my favorite series. With Dolomite, how successful that's been.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
This is why I'm going last.
Come on, Super, Debbie.
Super, you got something? Super.
Super's closing.
Super.
Over. What was that? Sorry.
You got something on Beverly Hills Cop 4 happening at Netflix?
I was answering.
I don't remember the movie. I'm too young.
Okay. So I'll go.
Go ahead, I need weird, but it's probably going to be a fun bird.
Okay. Go ahead,
I need
it'll be things. Weird, but fun.
I need three things. I need Judge Reinhold back. Actually, four things. Judge Reinhold back. I need a banana and a tailpipe. I need some drugs that are hidden in coffee. And I need it to not be as stupid or crude as Dolomite.
Oh. You know what? The banana and the tailpipe with Keenan Ivory Wayans. Or Damon Wayans. Bring him back for that.
Okay.
What, in Dolomite? Really, dude? That was a good movie, man.
It was it was mildly entertaining, but mostly it was just unwatchable dreck. It was all the worst parts of the 70s and 80s.
All right, rapid fire news story number four. Crisis on Infinite Earths in the Arrowverse is supposedly, from YouTuber Peggy, going to have the Titans making a cameo, the Titans from DC Universe making a cameo in Crisis on Infinite Earths, meaning that the DC Universe could be tied into the Arrowverse and we could get some crossover there.
Yeah. Thoughts?
That would be fun. That would make the sting of losing Arrow a little bit easier.
I think. Absolutely. I think that, I honestly think that will save CW's Arrowverse, well, lack of, if they could bring Titans or whoever else, Doom Patrol, whatever, if they could bring them into that. If they could do that. That saves awesome. It. That would save
that
it.
That might actually inspire need saving? Me to go out and buy yes. Arrow.
The reason why I say it needs saving is because Batgirl or Batwoman or whatever.
Batwoman is not
living up to it. They're going to lose it.
But that's just one show. I mean, Legends.
But you're losing Arrow. Cool. So you have Flash. Supergirl is possibly going on the outs because their things are not that high. So that's the thing. You're going to lose two, if not three shows. You need something to fill it in quick.
When shows start getting too preachy, people start not being as inclined to the shows. That's what's been happening with Arrowverse a lot lately. So,
I love Titans. Titans is fantastic. I'm stoked that this season is going to be longer than 10 episodes. I thought last week was the finale, and I was bummed. We don't know how this season is going to end, and I'm looking forward to see how they're going to somehow interweave the Titans into the CW Arrowverse. That's going to be fantastic.
Quick notes on the Netflix stuff. Pedopolis says, can Netflix make a live-action Rugrats, but like Riverdale?
Or Sabrina.
Oh, my God. That would be so weird.
Bearded responded.
All the Rugrats are in high school, and they're evil people.
They're Garbage Pail Kids.
I mean,
make the live-action Rugrats be like baby Time Lords, because I swear to God, they really are just little Time Lords. I mean, they even have the screwdriver and everything.
I just want to see a live-action Reptar.
Oh, good Lord. What would you tell? Would you say, Bearded Master, when he said that?
So, after the Rugrats run, a couple years later, they came out with Rugrats All Grown Up, which is essentially them as teenagers. Riverdale is of the Rugrats characters.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't last very long. And Polyfuse brings up the worst part of the 80s is what made the 80s fun.
Yeah, hard disagree.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, nerd news story number five. Black Adam gets a release date from The Rock. It's a December 22nd, 2021. So we've got a ways to go. And that's another DC Comics movie coming to you. What do you guys think?
I don't know these comics. I'm looking forward to it. The most surprising thing about The Rock's tweet or the article surrounding it, I did not know that Black Adam was Shazam's enemy. Aren't they both heroes?
He's an anti-hero.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I think it's awesome. It's about damn time. We've been waiting for a long time to see when this is going to be not just a release date, but going to production. But the fact is that we're just about just 2 years away. That means it's going to go into production this year, and that's fantastic. Can't wait. The one thing I hope is that this is actually a decent movie and not a campy comic-y movie like Shazam, because I know people loved it, but I couldn't stand Shazam.
Keep Zack Snyder the hell away from it.
So I just hope that they do justice with this. And being a Rock, if we do a Shazam, it's a version of it, then it's like watching him and like.
There's nothing wrong with Shazam. Shazam was fun.
I think they'll do a balance, because the character of Shazam, I mean, remember, he's a kid, so he's acting, he's balancing that kid mindset in an adult body, but that will be the brilliance of it, is having the darker side of a Black Adam with his, kid-like.
Well, at this point, we don't even know if Shazam is even going to be part of this movie.
I think he might be. I don't know if he'll be a big part, but they're supposed to intermingle the two characters at some point.
I feel like it's going to be the end of it.
Yeah, so depending on
maybe Yoda showing up at the last moment.
Now I just want what Pete Opolis said, which was Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be in the Arrowverse crossover as the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, and to point to that, Disney Plus back again, Noelle. Noelle, because she talks about being the daughter of the daughter of Santa, and they take her to a loony bin and to talk to a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist says, yeah, we had a guy that thought he was the Tooth Fairy, which was a Disney film, and I was like, oh, they tied it all in.
So. First of all,
the guy that thought he was the Tooth Fairy was driving them to Witch Mountain, so.
Yes. I look forward to seeing The Rock because playing Black Adam only because of the fact that I mean, dude, this guy, he's about as close as he got to to a live superhero. And I don't know what the Jungle Cruise is going to bring. It's kind of iffy. But everything else outside of that, man, it's amazing what that guy could do. And to see him actually as a superhero, that's going to be freaking awesome.
Pete's
They're not even going to have to pad the super suit, you know?
No, they're not. Pete-opolis says Shazam, really not. Shazam will probably be in Black Adam like Batman was in Suicide Squad. Yeah, they're going to. It'll be a post-credit scene, I think, for Shazam. I don't think Shazam's going to be heavily through it. So, okay. Rapid Fire News Story number 6. This is our science story. Yay!
Yes.
Oh, you're trying to make this educational now.
Here we go. All right. So,
learning is nerdy. This is a nerd podcast.
A black hole throws a star out of the Milky Way. They noticed a star going from the center of the Milky Way at 4 million miles per hour. The star is twice our sun's size, 10 times more luminous. The black hole Sagittarius A has a gravitational mass of 4 million suns. And this happened 5 million years ago, and in 100 million years, it will be fully ejected. But yeah, black holes are chucking stars away. What do you guys think?
It makes me wonder how many like full-on solar systems are out there just not attached to galaxies anymore.
It kind of makes you think, was that scene out of Men in Black where the aliens were playing marbles with the universe? Is that real?
It makes you wonder.
Go ahead, Super. Damn black hole has better aim. It doesn't shoot for us.
Go ahead, Super.
With all that out there, I mean, you have to wonder. I mean, we can't be alone, you know? It's crazy.
Any thoughts, Bearded Master?
No, not really. I'll make it quick.
You've got 10 minutes to talk about Beverly Hills Cop 4, but when it comes to science...
Did you watch the little like 15-second video of how the physics of it actually happened? It was a binary star system. They were spinning around each other too close to the central black hole of our galaxy, and one of them got sucked in and the other one got friggin' hammer thrown out of the galaxy.
Okay. When I read the article, there was one thing that came to mind when I read the damn article, okay?
Education.
And it was like, it was slingshot, and all I could hear was, slingshot, engaged. And then just Ricky Bobby just shooting him across. Boom. There he goes.
That works.
I figured you were thinking of Armageddon, where they're like, we're going to slingshot around the gravitational pull. It's going to
really? Wow.
You can have a son
Calm
called
down, Captain America. Calm down.
You have a son called Captain America, and all of a sudden, on your left, phew.
or a much smaller star that's surrounded by metal walks by and goes, on your left, Lebowski.
Well, if you're watching this podcast 100 million years from now, we reported it to you, and the sun should now be out of the universe.
And at the same time, please pick up the pieces of our planet somewhere and put it back together future Earthlings.
Well, no, the most important thing, make sure if you're listening to this 100 million years from now, you're subscribing and you're dropping a review.
If you can find any of our DNA, please strain it for purity. Well, no.
And please click that link to Amazon, because at that point, it probably will take care of us for a couple of years for one order. You know?
I meant to clean out the stupid faults. Gene, never mind.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to a segment where we talk about movie trailers. This is called In a World.
In a city, in a town, in a world, they thought they had it all figured out. But there was one thing they didn't plan on.
We have Super describe to us some of the latest geek, nerd, and pop culture trailers, and then we give our little thoughts and reactions on them. Super, did you watch the trailers?
I did, yes.
Awesome. So let us know what happened in the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer, the new one.
In the
Sonic just stole her.
I think Dr. Robot is chasing robots after her.
What was that, Super?
Oh, sorry. I think I walked out of the Wi-Fi range. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
So did you want me to start with Sonic or
Sonic?
All right. Well, first off, he doesn't look like a little creeper anymore. So that was awesome. What was it that he went to? Was it the freaking ball of twine? So you're running for your life. And yet it kind of reminded me of the Flash a little bit. It kind of reminded me of the Flash because it's like, oh, I'm going to stop and go see the ball of twine. Then it was like, no, we're running for our lives. You know, what the hell? And then like suddenly he's back in the car and he's playing with that stupid ping pong ball. I liked it. I think it looked a lot better. It looked a lot cleaner. And I'm still excited to see Jim Carrey. So.
And that's what happened in the trailer. What do you guys think about the...
I have been dead set against seeing this movie from the get-go. I haven't talked or cared about Sonic since Sega Genesis. You guys made me watch this trailer. Now I want to go see the movie. It's a good trailer.
So, quick question.
Marsden and Jim Carrey looks like Liar Liar Jim Carrey. Just with a mustache.
Jim Carrey looks really good in it.
But so in the first trailer, didn't they not show him as like the traditional Dr. Robotnik too?
They showed him as the more traditional Dr. Robotnik.
So did they change that also? Because they didn't reference that at all in this.
It's like they listened to the fans. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They did listen to the fans.
But that's my fear with this. Okay, so they went and they changed the look of Sonic because people were pissed about the way he looked before. Now we're getting a whole new trailer that looks really great, but now I feel like, did they just give us all the jokes? Did they just, like, we need to make this good now, so we're now just going to give all the best moments? And that's the fear.
Yes.
Here's the first, okay, so to go to Jim Carrey, that wasn't Liar Liar. That was a Living Color Jim Carrey. Is the Jim Carrey I want to see. I get it.
Damn near Fire Marshal Bill.
Exactly. that was awesome seeing him doing his thing there. And Sonic, yeah, did not look so creepy. It actually looked video game Sonic, which was awesome. And
the first one looked like the Monkey Boy from the first Jumanji
with movie. Those teeth and stuff, just all out. Chicle.
So my two.
Anybody thoughts. That's ever come back from Tijuana gets that joke.
The trailer looks great. I actually want to see the film now. But my two thoughts from the trailer. One, the baseball game that Sonic is playing, Bugs Bunny did it better. Sorry. I have that on DVD. Bugs Bunny playing baseball with himself. He's the entire team. And and second, the dog licking Sonic. How did they get that done?
Was it adorable.
Peanut butter on a stick?
Well, no, they had a baby Yoda there, and they just see
that. All right, second trailer was the SpongeBob SquarePants trailer. What happened in that trailer, Super?
Dude, all of my tumbleweeds in the future need to have Keanu Reeves talking to me in them. Or anymore. I mean, seriously. I didn't understand. Was this like baby SpongeBob, and then like he was evolving? Because it felt like he was a kid.
Mm-hmm. There was definitely a flashback to him meeting the
snake.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was very confused. And then
which is why we have you describe the trailers, because your confusion is comedy gold.
Yeah, it was really weird. I didn't give a fig about anything else in the movie. I thought it was really juvenile and weird. I mean, what were they gambling? Like, I never needed to see SquarePants rip his pants off at a gambling table.
Just really into roulette.
I was like SpongeBob trying to be the Hangover, but at the same time they're trying to find a snail. Only so the snail is the guy that was missing, and they got distracted.
Yeah, he's the groom to be. Yeah, he's the groom to be. Top of the hotel. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was like. It was like the Hangover and SpongeBob had a baby.
I've never watched SpongeBob. I didn't see the first movie. I'm probably not going to see this one. It looks amazing, but whoever made this trailer is really good at their job, because the editing was great and the music was great. And at the end of it, I was like, yeah, Back in Black was in my head. Sweet.
Any other thoughts?
I think I'm going to put that up there. I'm going to watch it right after I get done watching the new Charlie's Angels, which is never.
Third day after never?
Yeah. Never. I'm done with – I mean, there's certain cartoons or – I mean, there's certain things that just kind of outlive their course, and I think – SpongeBob has become irrelevant now.
I don't know. I put this trailer up there strictly for the Keanu Reeves scene.
That was the only that was awesome.
So, Beard Master, do you have any thoughts on the trailer?
I can't. SpongeBob, the short. There's a cartoon episode where he rips the shorts a million times, and that's the reason why I cannot stand that cartoon. And I've never watched it ever since. However, I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch this trailer so I know what we're talking about tonight. And then all of a sudden, the sagebrush. Who is also a sage. That makes sense.
Yes.
I won't watch it in theaters, but I will watch this movie just because to see more scenes of sage.
Can we all agree that now Keanu Reeves cannot do anything wrong?
Okay, here's my fear. Wait. I'm worried that he's getting overexposed. Worried we're going to get tired of him before Bill and Ted's 3 comes out next August.
He's going to spiral in this film. He's going to spiral away like a tumbleweed, right? You know, because that's
absolutely.
So can I get another tumbleweed next to him of Nick Cage?
Yeah.
And there's your season.
I want that tumbleweed spiraling away to have bullet time ripples around it.
Nice.
Oh, just going down the street, just Nicky. Okay, that's our show. That's this season's finale. We have one thing that we're gonna sign off with. Yeah, we're gonna sign off with where you can follow us to interact with us throughout the rest of the time that we're on break. We're still gonna be around on Twitter, on Instagram, and whatnot. Playing video games, whatever. If you want to interact with us, come chit chat with us. But we're gonna make our bold predictions on what we think is going to happen over the next month and a half in geek, nerd, and pop culture that we're gonna miss. And I'll start with mine. You can follow me on Twitter at @mest_malicecorp or on Instagram at @mest5150. And what's going to end up happening is we're going to find out that the aliens actually existed and they came to come visit us. But then they saw that alien stock was happening and they went, nope, these people are too stupid, and left.
They noped out.
But they left us a note saying we were here, you guys. So we'll finally get actual they whatever, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Finish it off there, buddy. Good job.
I see Zorro. What's going to happen while we're gone, and where can people follow you?
You can follow me at I see Zorro on Twitter, Instagram, and PlayStation Network. And what's going to happen is Star Wars Episode 9 is going to come out, and it's going to totally vindicate everything in the entire series, including Jar Jar Binks actually being Darth Plagueis the Wise.
So it's the savior, right?
The guy that was so wise he could bring people back from the death.
Misa, think you crazy.
What about you, Masonic Vader? Where can people follow you, and what's going to happen while we're gone?
You can follow me, Masonic Vader, on Twitter, Masonic Vader 71 on the PlayStation Network. Two things are going to happen. Star Wars is going to break some crazy ass records, and Fallout 76 is going to go off air because they're Bethesda's a bunch of dumbasses and they want to charge people more money. Screw you, Bethesda. Screw Agreed. You.
The serious note, the non-jokative one. Bearded Master, where can people follow you and what will happen while we're gone?
You can find me at @abeardedmaster on Instagram and Twitter, as well as Boot to the Face on Twitter and Boot to the Face _ on Instagram with the number 2 in there as well. As far as what's going to happen, I was like just trying to figure out what was going to happen, and I don't know. It just came down. All I could think about was Star Wars, man. Like that's all my radar. I cannot wait for that to happen, and that's just going to be the biggest thing happening over the next 2 months. There's nothing going to even come close to it.
Over the break, he's going to fall in love with a man named Phil Brooks.
Super, where can people follow you?
Only because of a woman named AJ Lee.
Super, where can people follow you and what will happen while we're gone?
You can follow me on Twitter at SuperUvianNut and on Instagram at SuperUvianFreak. I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here crazy and just seem to think I think that they're going to sneak in the third season of the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and drop it on Netflix. I know they haven't announced it yet, but they were teasing a Halloween and then it didn't come for Halloween. So I'm good thinking call. It might be a New Year's bomb.
Yep. So. Cool. And the biggest thing that's going to happen is you all that are listening or watching are going to subscribe to us on YouTube at Malice Corp. You're going to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on Spotify, and you're going to leave a 5-star review because you like us and you want to support us. At least we hope you will. This is the All Things Nerd Podcast, wherever you're looking for it. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to follow this cast, Twitter at All Nerd Podcast, on Facebook at the All Things Nerd Podcast, and on the web at malice-corp.com. Thank you guys for enjoying us for a third year. We will be back at the beginning of 2020. You keep nerding on, and we will see you later.
CM Punk wears the championship.
Damn. My monkey.